Now Surah Qaf. But here please note that a new manzil has started from Surah Qaf, and a new Makki Madani group has also started. These two groupings of the surahs of Quran, you are familiar with them now. One is for recitation purposes into nearly equal 7 parts. Manzil or Hizb, Ahsab. Second is groupings of Makki Madani. And they might be very small also, very big also. Somewhere the Makki portion is very long and Madani is one surah, Surah Nur, Surah Ahzab. Sometimes the Makki is very small, Surah Al-Fatiha, and Madani, Al-Baqarah, Al-Imran, Al-Nisa, Al-Maida, very long. But these are the groupings, Makki Madani groupings. But at two places in the Quran, I call it Tiranu Sa'dain, coming together of the two sacred things. Once we saw that the second group and second manzil both ended with Surah At-Tawbah and with Surah Yunus, the third group started and the third manzil also started. For the second time in the Quran, we find here. But here the difference is that with Surah Hujarat, the fifth group has come to an end. 13 surahs Makki, 3 surahs Madani. But this was the fifth group. But at the same time, the sixth manzil has come to an end. But here there is a difference of fifth and sixth. Not the same. There at the junction of Surah At-Tawbah and Surah Yunus, it was second group coming to an end, third starting. Second manzil having ended, third starting. Here it is different. Now in the rest of the Quran, starting from Qaf, we have one manzil only. The seventh manzil starts from Surah Qaf. But two Makki Madani groups. Now the first of these two Makki Madani groups, it comprises of 7 surahs which are Makki, 10 surahs which are Madani. And both these Makki and Madani surahs of this group have a very special position in the whole of the Quran. The 7 Makki surahs are the most beautiful surahs of the Quran. Surah Al-Qaf, Surah Al-Zariyat, and go on and go on. And one of these surahs has been given the title by Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to be the bride of Quran. Surah Al-Rahman is the bride of Quran. Most beautiful and also most difficult as a piece of literature. Vocabulary-wise, most difficult part of Quran. Very difficult, but very beautiful. The rhythm, the divine music, words, every word beautiful. So these are 7 most beautiful surahs of the Quran. And as I told you, one is Rahman, Urusul Quran. The Prophet said, Surah Al-Rahman, Urusul Quran. That's the bride of Quran. Then the 10 surahs starting from Hadid, ending at Tahreem, that is also, as far as I understand, the most important part of the Quran for the Muslim Ummah. But we shall come to that later. The main theme of these two groups is Inzarul Akhirah. Warning of resurrection and warning of the day of judgment and warning of the hell, the chastisement of the hereafter. This is the main theme. So we start with the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Qaf wal Quran al Majeed. The second surah, starting with one letter Qaf. We had once Surah Saad, the second is this. Wal Quran al Majeed, by the glorious Quran. And here again, you think the, but This oath is taken on what? إِنَّكَ لَمِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. I told you, just as we had in Surah Yasin, everywhere you should feel that ayah is understood here. وَالْقُرْآنِ الْمَجِيدِ. By this glorious Quran, verily, O Muhammad, you are the messenger of Allah. That ayah is understood here. بَلْ عَجِبُوا أَنْ جَاءَهُمْ مُنْذِرٌ مِنْهُمْ فَقَالَ الْكَافِرُونَ هَذَا شَيْءٌ عَجِيبٌ. But they are wondering that a warner has come to them from among themselves. So the disbelievers say, this is a very strange thing. How can a human being a warner from Allah? And more strange, aiza mitna wa kunna turaba, zalika rajum ba'id. Shall we be resurrected again? When we shall have died and became clay and dust, and nothing else would remain from us. Well, this returning again to life is beyond any imagination. Rajum ba'id. Had alimna ma tanqusul ardu minhum. We very well know what the earth diminishes from them. Wa'indana kitabun hafiz. And we have a book which has the total record of everything. وَالْكَذَّبُوا بِالْحَقِّ لَمَّا جَاءَهُمْ. But they have denied the truth when it has come to them. فَهُمْ فِي أَمْرٍ مَرِيجٍ. So now they are confused in this matter. أَفَلَمْ يَنْظُرُوا إِلَى السَّمَاءِ فَوْقَهُمْ. Don't they see to the sky over them, to the heaven over them? كَيْفَ بَنَيْنَاهَا. How have we constructed it? وَزَيَّنَّاهَا. And then adorned it. وَمَا لَهَا مِنْ فُرُوجِ. And there are no cracks in it. وَالْأَرْضَ مَدَدْنَاهَا. And the earth we have spread. وَالْقَيْنَا فِيهَا رَوَاسِيَا. We have fixed mountains over it. وَأَنْبَتْنَا فِيهَا مِنْ كُلِّ زَوْجٍ بَهِيجٍ. And we caused to grow therein of every lovely kind of vegetation. تَبْسِلَةً وَذِكْرَى. This is actually to give the mankind an insight, an admonition, reminding for every person who turns to him, to Allah. وَنَزَّلْنَا مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً مُبَارَكًا. And we send down from the heaven the blessed waters of rain. فَأَنْبَتْنَا بِهِ جَنَّاتٍ وَحَبَّ الْحَصِيدِ. And with that, we made to grow the gardens and the grain of harvest. These are two things. A garden, the tree remains there. Only you pluck the fruit. But in the field, where you have this grain, the whole plant is taken off. So that is Habb al-Hasid. And gardens are Jannat. وَالنَّخْلَ بَاسِقَاتٍ لَهَا. And there are tall date palms. لَهَا قَلُوا الَّذِي. They have raised clusters. This قَلْدِ. All this we have created as a sustenance for our servants. وَأَحْيَيْنَا بِهِ بَلْدَةً مَيْتًا. And with this, we revive the land which had become dead. كَذَلِكَ الْخُرُوجُ. In this same way you will come out from this earth one day. Where will you go? You will be in this earth. Where from did you come? From this earth. Minha khalaqnakum. And anyhow you will go there. If somebody is burnt, then the ashes, where do they go? Although you have spread it in Ganges, Ganga mein baha diya. Anyhow, finally where will you go? In the ocean. Then settle down. It is going to be a partial parcel of the same earth. From the earth we take out trees, and from the earth we will take you out. كَذَلِكَ الْخُرُوجِ. كَذَّبَتْ قَبْلَهُمْ قَوْمُ نُوحٍ وَأَصْحَابُ الرَّسِّ وَثَمُودَ. Belied before them the people of Nuh and the dwellers of Ar-Rass and Thamud, the nation of Thamud. وَعَادٌ وَفِرْعَوْنُ وَإِخْوَانُ لُوطٍ. Also the Ad, the Fir'aun, and the brethren of Lut, alayhi salatu wa salam. was Sabul Aika and the development of the wood, thick wood. That is the Sabul Madian. وَقَوْمُ Tumba and the people of Yemen, people of Tumba. كُلٌّ كَذَّبَ الرُّسُلَ All of them denied their messengers. فَحَقَّ وَعِيدٌ So my threat came true on them. They were destroyed, decimated, annihilated. أَفَعَيِّنَا بِالْخَلْقِ الْأَوَّلِ Very beautiful story. What do you think? Have we been exhausted due to this first creation? Our creative potential has finished. We can't create again. No. Have we been exhausted? أَفَعَيِّنَا بِالْخَلْقِ الْأَوَّلِ بَلْ هُمْ فِي نَفْسٍ مِنْ خَلْقٍ جَدِيدٍ Actually, they are in doubt about a new creation. The shortcoming is here in your minds. Allah doesn't lack the power and authority and ability to recreate. But only you can't reach there. Your minds are low. وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ وَنَعْلَمُ مَا تُوَسْوِسُ بِهِ نَفْسُهُ And verily we created the man. And we very well know what his animal soul whispers into him. This id or libido. Our animal instincts, what is coming up, and from, you know, our subconscious mind, these things come up, and we mostly act according to that. Even we don't know, but we are under the influence of our subconscious mind. Our id or libido is driving us. So Allah knows, whatever is whispering is this your nafs doing with you. وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ And we are nearer to the human beings than their own jugular veins. We are very subtle. You can have no conception, no perception of us. But don't think we are far away. These two things are absolutely different. We are nearer to you than your jugular veins. نحن أقرب إليه من حبل الوريد إذ يتلقى المتلقيان عن اليمين وعن الشمال قعيد Just imagine when the two receivers, angels, receive, seated one on the right and the other on the left. We have two angels. Everybody has two angels with us. They are recording whatever we are doing. Even every word which comes out, record it. مَا يَلْفَذُ مِنْ قَوْلٍ He utters not a word. إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ رَقِيبٌ عَتِيدٌ But there is a watcher over him. No word goes in vain. By uttering word, either you have earned some good deed or some bad deed. With each word, this word These words never go in vain. Either you have sown a good seed or you have sown a seed of a thorny bush that you will have to have in the hereafter with every word that you utter. وَجَاءَتْ سَكْرَةُ الْمَوْتِ بِالْحَقِّ Now it's very beautiful, you know. What has happened throughout this life, this is given here. Whatever we act, there are two receivers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, two angels, they are recording everything. Now, the time limit has come. Now comes the time of death. وَجَاءَتْ سَكْرَةُ الْمَوْتِ بِالْحَقِّ And then, the agony of death overtakes man. ذَلِكَ مَا كُنْتَ مِنْهُ تَحِيدٌ Then someone will say to him, This was what you used to shun and avoid. Very important psychological reality. Every man tries to push away from his mind the idea of his death. He sees people dying. He joins their funerals, prays for them. But Will it come to me? No. Push it away. You believe. Go on. You wanted to shun it. You never thought that time will come. Bajat sakratul maut bilhaq zalika ma kunta minhu tahid. But now the third stage. وَنُفِقَ فِي السُّورِ ذَلِكَ يَوْمُ الْوَعِيدِ. And then the trumpet will be blown. And that would be the day of the threat, about which the messenger is warning you that they will come. What will happen? وَجَاءَتْ كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَعَهَا صَائِقٌ وَشَهِيدٌ. Every soul will come to the Lord, and with it will be two angels. One will be pushing him, go ahead. The other will be carrying the record. This is his book of deeds will be. That's to testify, witness. But God kullu nafsi maha saikun, driver, pusher, shaheed, and a witness. لَقَدْ كُنْتَ فِي غَفْلَةٍ هَذَا. It will be said to them, you had been heedless of this day. You didn't think that it will come. You thought, these are the stories of the ancients. They have no reality. لَقَدْ كُنْتَ فِي غَفْلَةٍ مِنْ هَذَا فَكَشَفْنَا عَنْكَ غِطَاءَكَ فَبَصَرُكَ الْيَوْمَ حَدِيدٌ. Now we have taken away the veil or the curtain which was before your eyes. Now, today your sight is piercing. You can see everything. All the fundamental truths of this universal creation, now you are seeing them. فَقَالَ قَرِينُهُ هَذَا مَا لَدَيْ عَقِيدٌ. And now his companion will say, this is he who was in my charge. It is his presence. أَلْقِيَا فِي جَهَنَّمَ كُلَّ كَفَّارٍ عَدِيدٍ. It will be said, both of you, because two angels will be coming with them, with every soul, one driving and one carrying the record, that is the witness. So to them there will be the command, cast you both into hell, every ungrateful and stubborn. مَنْ نَعِلْ لِلْخَيْرِ مُعْتَدِ مُرِيدٍ. Who was hinderer of the good. He wanted to put obstacles in the way of good and truth. مُعْتَدٍ, transgressor, murid, and doubter. الَّذِي جَعَلَ مَعَ اللَّهِ إِلَهًا آخَرَ. Who settled with Allah another God. فَأَلْقِيَاهُ فِي الْعَذَابِ الشَّدِيدِ. Now throw him in the very severe chastisement. Now the second with every soul, we have met before. For every human being there is a second also. Now the second will say, رَبَّنَا مَا أَغْوَيْتُ. Oh my Lord, I never led him astray. وَلَكِنْ كَانَ فِي ظَلَالٍ بَعِيدٍ. He himself was in the error far away. I shouldn't be thrown into the fire with him. I never led him astray. He himself was wrong, in error. قَالَ لَا تَفْتَسِمُوا لَدَيَّ. Allah will say, let us not quarrel with each other before me in my presence. وَقَدْ قَدَّمْتُ إِلَيْكُمْ بِالْوَعِيدِ. And I had already sent you the warning. وَمَا يُبَدَّلُ الْقَوْلُ لَدَيَّ. مَا يُبَدَّلُ الْقَوْلُ لَدَيَّ. Nothing can be changed in my presence. No words can be changed. وَمَا أَنَا بِذَدَّامِ الْدَبِيدِ. Nor I am unjust and cruel to my servants. All creation, whether a kafir or a Muslim, they are all my creation. I am not going to be unjust to anyone. The kafir disbeliever or the opposer of the truth, then he will have what he did. That's all. And those who did good deeds, served Allah and His deen, they will have their reward. يَوْمَ نَقُولُ لِجَهَنَّمَ هَلِ امْتَلَأْتِ. Imagine the day when we shall say to the hell, Are you filled up? وَتَقُولُ هَلْ مِن مَزِيد. And it will say, are there any more? I'm ready to take more. وَأُزْلِفَتِ الْجَنَّةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ غَيْرَ بَعِيدٍ. At the same time, the paradise, the garden, will be brought nearer to those people who were muttaqis, who were God-fearing in the world. And that garden was not very far off. And it will be said, هَذَا مَا تُوَعَدُونَ لِكُلِّ أَوَّابٍ حَكِيمٍ. No, this is what you were promised. For each one who keeps on returning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he is always remembering and repenting. Mani khashiya Rahman bil ghayb. Who feared Rahman, the compassionate, in the unseen. Wajaa bi qalbin munib. And he has come here with a heart which is penitent. Qalbin munib, qalbin saleem. This heart, you have not polluted it with bad deeds. The Prophet says, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when you commit something, some wrong, some sin, there is a black dot on your heart. If you repent, it is cleared. If you repeat, another dot. Repeat, another dot. Till that time that the whole heart becomes black. And it becomes like this. Closed. Now, no good sermon, no good reminding, no good admonition can enter it. But whosoever brought his heart in a healthy, a natural way, he had kept it as a trust of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and brought it back to Allah. That for him, man khashiya rahmana bil ghayb wa jaa bi qalbi munib, for them the garden is here. Udkhuluha bi salam. Now enter it, enter this garden with peace, having no fear. ذَلِكَ يَوْمُ الْخُلُودِ. This is the day of ever abiding. You have to live here forever and ever. لَهُمْ عَيْشَعُونَ فِيهَا وَلَدَيْنَا مَزِيدٌ. They will have in that garden whatever they will wish to have. And we have more. What is that more? فَلَا تَعْلَمُ نَفْسٌ مَا أُخْفِيَ لَهُمْ مِنْ قُرَّةِ أَعْيُنٍ. Many things which we can never imagine here in this world. Those bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever we know, whatever we wish, whatever we can wish, whatever we can desire for, all these things will be already present. And then whatever you call for, whatever you demand, whatever you order, it will be presented. لَهُمْ مَا يَشَعُونَ فِيهَا وَلَدَيْنَا مَزِيدٌ. وَكَمْ أَهْلَكْنَا قَبْلَهُ بِالْقَرْنِينَ. How many a generation we destroyed before them. وَسَدُّوا بِالْبَكْسَنِ. They were more mightier in their prowess. فَدَقَّبُوا فِي الْبِلَادِ. So they penetrated the lands, conquering this area, then that area, devastating that area. All big nations do this. When they have might and power, they trample the earth. فَدَقَّبُوا فِي الْبِلَادِ. هَلْ مِنْ مَحِيصٍ. Was there any place of refuge for them? When the command of Allah came and they were to be destroyed, they couldn't find any refuge for them. إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَذِكْرَ لِمَنْ كَانَ لَهُ قَلْبٌ أَوْ أَلْقَ السَّمْعَ وَهُوَ شَهِيدٌ. This ayah is very important. Quranic psychology. Definitely in this is a reminding for that person who either has a heart or he gives his ear while he is mindful. Now there are certain persons whose heart are healthy at their natural state. They get the guidance directly. Just as the revelation came to the heart of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam directly, not through these ears, no. It is here, Jibreel with these ears, no. It was a direct descending on the heart of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, if you have a sound heart, Allah's guidance will come to you directly, without your effort. If there are certain curtains, some obstructions, then you have to listen carefully and mindfully. That is the second way of getting guidance. إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَذِكْرَ لِمَنْ كَانَ لَهُ قَلْبٌ أَوْ أَلْقَ السَّمْعَ. Or he gives his ears fully, وَهُوَ شَهِيدٌ, and he is mindful, attentive. وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا فِي سِتَّةِ أَيَّامٍ. And verily, and correctly, and surely, we created the heavens and the earth, and whatsoever is in between them, in 6 days. Now this subject has been repeated in the Quran several times, 6 days. And I have been saying we can't understand these 6 days. It is the 6 cycles of time, 6 periods of time. Maybe at some time, whenever knowledge of cosmology and the knowledge about the creation of the universe advances, maybe you understand it, but not up till now. But here something has been added. وَمَا مَسْتَنَا مِنْ لُغُوبِ. And no fatigue or weariness touched us. Why? Because it is in Torah, the book of Genesis, that Allah created this universe in 6 days, and on the 7th day He rested. This is, you know, how the human mind crept into these books. Because the real Torah disappeared from the world in the year 587 BC, when Nebuchadnezzar destroyed Jerusalem, and everything was destroyed. Temple was raised to the ground. Torah was lost. After about a century and a half, it was rewritten from memory. So here in this rewriting of Torah, the human concepts, they entered. And this is human concept. You work for 6 days and you need 1 day rest. So they thought, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala worked very hard to create this whole universe in 6 days. So on the 7th day, they took rest. Allah says, no. We are inexhaustible. Our energy is never exhausted. We never feel tired. We don't need any rest. وَمَا مَسْتَمَا مِنْ لُهُمْ. No weariness even touched us. فَاصْبِرْ عَلَى مَا يَقُولُونَ. So, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, now endure with patience whatever they are saying. I told you that in the first 3 years of his ministry, this is a Christian term, when Muhammad started sallallahu alayhi wa sallam his mission, for 3 long years, the persecution that came from the kuffar was, number one, only verbal. No physical assault for 3 years. And number two, this verbal persecution was also centered on the personality of the Prophet only. So that if we can kill his will, everything will be okay. Why to beat others? If his will is killed, he loses heart, he gives up this tabir, well, okay. That is why you will find in these early surahs, فَاسْبِرْ عَلَى مَا يَقُولُونَ. In Surah Al-Muzammil, فَاسْبِرْ عَلَى مَا يَقُولُونَ وَحْجُرْهُمْ هَرِبًا جَمِيلًا. So you have to show patience on what they are saying about you. And we read in Surah Al-Hijr, وَلَقَدْ نَعْلَمُ أَنَّهُ يَزِيقُ صَدْرُكَ بِمَا يَقُولُونَ. We very well know that your church thinks or what they are saying about you. Somebody comes and says, he's a shair, he's a poet, he's a soothsayer, kahin, soothsayer. Or he is a possessed person. Some evil spirit has possessed him. Some jinn has possessed him. Or he gets the dictation from someone. Or he is forging a lie against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So whatever they are saying about you, وَلَقَدْ نَعْلَمُ أَنَّكَ يَلْفِيقُ صَدْرُكَ. Due to the grief, your chest sins. But you have to take it patiently. فَصْبِرْ عَلَى مَا يَقُولُونَ وَصَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ. And glorify your Lord with His praise. قَبْلَ طُلُوعِ الشَّمْسِ وَقَبْلَ الْغُرُوبِ. Before the rising of the sun and before its setting. Two prayers in the beginning. First of all, there was only the night prayer. قُلِ اللَّيْلَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا نِصْفَهُ أَوْ انْقُصْ مِنْهُ قَلِيلًا أَوْ زِدْ عَلَيْهِ وَرَتِّلِ الْقُرْآنَ تَرْتِيلًا. No prayer during the day. After some time, two prayers. One, that is Fajr, before the rising of the sun. Second, the Asr, before the setting of the sun. قَبْلَ طُلُوعِ الشَّمْسِ وَقَبْلَ غُرُوبِهَا قَبْلَ الْغُرُوبِ وَمِنَ اللَّيْلِ فَسَبِّحْهُ وَأَدْبَارَ السُّجُودِ. And now, out of that long standing of the night, it was relief was given. Sometime of the night also. وَمِنَ اللَّيْلِ from the night time also, فَسَبِّحْهُ glorify him. وَأَدْبَارَ السُّجُودِ and after the prostrations. When you have prostrated, you have prayed, that after the prayer also, that تَسْمِيهُ الْفَاطِمَةِ رضي الله تعالى عنها. The tasbih that was taught by Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم to his very dear daughter Fatima. You say 33 times, Subhanallah. 33 times, Alhamdulillah. 33 or 34 times, Allahu Akbar. So this is after prostration. وَاسْتَمِعْ يَوْمَ يُنَادِ الْمُنَادِ مِنْ مَكَانٍ قَرِيبٍ. And listen attentively. On the day when the caller will call from a near place, when the trumpet will be blown, it will appear as if someone is calling, but not calling from very far off, from a very near place. يَوْمَ يَسْمَعُونَ السَّيَهَةَ بِالْحَقِّ. The day when they will hear an awful cry with the truth, having a very big effect. ذَلِكَ يَوْمُ الْخُرُوجِ. That will be the day of your coming out from your grave. So this is the second trumpet. At first trumpet, Sa'a. Ya ayyuhan nas, ittaqoo rabbakum inna zalzalata sa'ati shay'un azim. That zalzala, that earthquake, that shaking, everything will be shaken. When the mountains will move like clumps. So that is first trumpet. We have read it in Surah Zumar, in the last section. وَنُفِغَ فِي السُّورِ فَسَّيَقَ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا مَنْ شَاءَ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ نُفِغَ فِي أُخْرَى فَإِذَا هُمْ قِيَامٌ يَنْظُرُونَ. Now this is the أُخْرَى. يَوْمَ يَسْمَعُونَ السَّيْحَةَ بِالْحَقِّ ذَلِكَ يَوْمُ الْخُرُوجِ. That will be the day of coming out of the grave. إِنَّا نَحْنُ نُحْيِي وَنُمِيتُ. Verily, O mankind, you should know, it is we who keep you alive. The saying of the kafir was, Nahya wa namut. We ourselves live and we ourselves die. But the reality is, inna nahnu nuhi, we keep you alive. You can't live by yourself. Wa numit, and we shall make you die. وَإِلَيْنَا الْمَصِيرِ. And then to us will be your return. يَوْمَ تَشَقَّقُ الْأَرْضُ عَنْهُمْ سِرَاعًا. The day when the earth will split asunder from them and they will be coming out running. سِرَاعًا. ذَلِكَ حَشْرٌ عَلَيْنَا يَسِيرٌ. This is the gathering of the day of judgment, which is very easy on us. It's not hard. It's not difficult for us. نَحْنُ عَلَمُ بِمَا يَقُولُونَ. Again that, what they are saying. We very well know. We know better than you know, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what they are saying. وَمَا أَنْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ بِجَبَّارٍ. And you are not a compeller over them. You can't compel them to accept your call. We have not given you the authority. مَا أَنْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ بِمُصَيْتِرٍ. وَمَا أَنْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ بِوَكِيلٍ. Here, وَمَا أَنْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ بِجَبَّارٍ. You can't compel them. They have a free choice of their own. إِمَّا شَاكِرًا وَإِمَّا كَفُورًا. إِنَّا هَدَيْنَاهُ السَّبِيلَ إِمَّا شَاكِرًا وَإِمَّا كَفُورًا. فَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيُؤْمِنْ وَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيَكْفُرْ. In Surah Al-Kahf. This is the free choice of every human being. And for you it is only that you can remind them, admonish them. فَذَكِّرْ بِالْقُرْآنِ مَنْ يَخَافُ وَعِيدٍ. So admonish them. Remind them with Quran. Whosoever fears the threat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now what is this tafsir? As I told you before also, in our ruh, in our spirits, we have number one, the knowledge of Allah. Number two, the love of Allah. Because this has come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But it is dormant, sleeping. Our animal being has crushed it. Our attention is only towards our animal being. We don't pay any heed to our ruh. But when Quran comes, by the recitation of Quran, there is a sympathetic vibration. You know, sympathetic vibration. And this is the activation of that dormant consciousness of the knowledge and love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is activated. The catalytic agent is Quran, but the real chemicals, they are already present in your own existence in the form of ruh. Barakallahu li wa lakum fi al-Quran al-Azim, wa nafa'ani wa iyyakum bil ayati.